unable to move as the red human-headed bull forces its bulk through the open window, its horrible face inches from mine. Its hot breath burning in my nostrils, and I am paralyzed with fear. With one sharp horn, it gores me in the stomach and pushes up under my ribcage. I can feel it searching, probing, lifting me off my feet. The thin tip slips into a vein and begins to crawl its way in as if the horn were barbed. I see the rest of the horn that is protruding from me soften and slither in like a snake. Like a catheter. In one fluid motion, the bull's red human head elongates, twisting and stretching into a hideous tendril. My heart races as it disappears into the now contracting hole in my gut. The neck disengages from the body of the bull, which totters, weaving for a few moments, and then collapses on its side, two of its legs sticking up obscenely in the air. I can see huge ticks crawling in and out of the coarse hair on its sides and skittering across its smooth, hairless belly. And the bull's body, in one delicate motion, pulls in on itself and, with a faint pop, vanishes. My aquarium hums back to life. The teapot lamp on my writing desk blazes. The television and the radio turn back on, and I can hear a car turn over twice and then catch and roar to life. I've been sitting around for the last 3 hours since this happened. The sky is blue, black line is gone, and I'm going to take a shower now.